This is Madison Watson and Jamie Marar from Archive Uluga interviewing McKenna Brooks, a valedictorian of the 2018 Uluga High School Senior Class.
Our first question is, how long have you attended Uluga School?
I moved to Uluga my sixth grade year, so that would make this 7 years.
What activities are you involved in?
I do band, speech and debate, and then I'm also part of NHS.
What would you tell people is your favorite thing about going to Uluga?
My favorite thing about Uluga in general, just the people. Before, when I went to at my old school in Arkansas, I didn't really have as many good friends as I do now. A lot of times I'd have friends, casual acquaintances, but here I feel like I found the best friends that I could have possibly found.
What are some of the best memories and experiences you have had throughout high school?
My favorite memories come from band trips. We get to go a lot of places. We went to New Orleans my sophomore year, and then just this past year we went to California. We got to perform at Disney. So those have definitely been really cool experiences.
Have you always wanted to be valedictorian?
Not necessarily valedictorian. It's always great to be recognized for the accomplishments that you've made, especially academically, when so many times in a lot of small schools like I've been to, mostly athletic events are recognized. So I've always wanted to be recognized for my academics more than anything else.
So when do you think you started actively pursuing the valedictorian role, or did you ever?
I always just wanted to keep straight A's. That was my goal. I wanted to get into a good school, and so I wasn't actively pursuing the role of valedictorian. I was more just actively pursuing the best grades I could.
What traits do you think you have that got you to this point, that helped you keep those straight A's?
Probably my stubborn ambition. I'd like to say that I'm very stubborn. I'd like to think. And I would channel that into ambition more than anything.
What mentors helped guide you to this point?
Definitely my mom. She's a single mom. I never really got close with my dad, and I watched her go through college when I was in fourth grade when she actually started. Saw her get her master's degree, actually, and so she was probably my biggest role model.
What advice would you give to incoming freshmen?
Probably to just do you, because I spent a lot of time pretending to be someone that I wasn't, just to try and fit in, especially because I moved here sixth grade. Middle school is a awkward time for most people, so yeah, do you.
What do you think it means to be a valedictorian?
Valedictorian is someone who has achieved the most possible that they could have, not necessarily entirely academically, but for themselves, mostly if you participate in more activities, to do the most for yourself, and then also helping others along the way.
What would you like to tell your fellow classmates that perhaps won't be in your graduation speech?
Thanks. These past 4 years have been fun. I've had, a great time.
What are your plans for after high school?
I plan to go to college after high school. I'm going to the University of Arkansas Honor College on a pretty good scholarship. So,
do you have a career plan in mind?
No, I don't. I'm
just going
with the flow. I'm going to see what I enjoy most through college and go off of that.
Will you still be pursuing band?
Possibly, if I'm good enough to get into college band, yeah.
Okay, so why do you think the world should care about Uluga?
From an outsider's perspective, because I have the honor, I guess, of having both an outsider's and an insider's perspective on Uluga. So I have seen, just from the outside, Googling Uluga, there's not much, and then some of the things that you do see, not so great. So seeing from an outsider's point of view, I wouldn't think anything of Uluga. But now being a part of the environment, part of the community, I see that so many great things and so many great people have come from Uluga, and that if such a great town can accomplish so many great things just through its people, then the world should take notice of that.
Thank you.
Welcome.